you can.
Catch Them If You Can, it is back through from popular demand. Whenever we get our Fox Bureau of Investigation up and running, so many people, listeners, hit us up and say, can we use your PI? There's something going on in my life I'd love to get to the bottom of. And private investigators are expensive. It's a difficult path to go down. So we love helping people here in Melbourne. And we did get approached by somebody. And just to make it really clear, everyone stays anonymous in this. We're not into naming and shaming or having people publicly humiliated. But we just, if we can get some people clarity in their life, that's what we're hoping to do. Now, Tim contacted us. Are you there, Tim?
Yes, hello, good morning.
Tim, you're obviously there on the voice disguiser, and that's not your real name. But you have a situation. And I'm hoping that everything does play out well for you and your greatest fears are allayed. But talk us through what's going on in your relationship at the moment.
Well, they've dated my partner for 6 years and just normal relationship. Like, everything's been splendid up until, I want to say, probably the last 10 to 12 months, I think. Like, I love my partner. She's just the one for me. She started going to the gym last year and just dropped a ton of weight, like a stack of weight, which is absolutely amazing. Like, she looks incredible now. But I've noticed that the gym has taken over her life in the last year, so much so that, you know, we've become a lot, very much distant in a relationship. It's just not the same anymore.
So, I mean, that on one hand, that's great. Your partner is taking her fitness seriously and she's lost a lot of weight, feeling good. Look, and that can sometimes create a shift in the relationship. But is it true that you might be a bit sus on her personal trainer?
Oh,
yes. And it's such a cliche to hear those words come out of my mouth, or even just let the seed develop in the mind. You go, well, this is just ridiculous to even think of something like this, but they are spending significant amounts of time together, and that's eating away, time that we used to spend together.
And she's at the gym all the time.
Yeah.
Have you mentioned the personal trainer, Tim, to her at all?
Yeah, just out of like a whim, nothing too serious, and it just gets laughed off.
The old laugh off.
Like, it is such a cliche. I mean, Tim, I don't want to say this to you, but my girlfriend, she did leave her partner for her personal trainer. So it does happen. Like, no, it is a cliche, but it is a cliche. And Tim, there can be lots of reasons for the distance between you two, because I think when someone goes through a personal transformation in a relationship, it does absolutely affect the relationship. So it might just be that. There might not be anything sus going on. Have you tried to, I'm not saying, have you done your own personal PI, but have you tried to look around? I don't know. Can you go to the gym and check it out? What's happening?
Why don't you go to the gym and get the personal trainer with you?
Yeah, well, I'm not a gym guy myself, but I have been there just a couple of times with her, and he's a lovely guy, but he's a good looking rooster. I'm not going to lie to you. But yeah, in terms of, like, obviously nothing untoward's going to happen if I was in the room with them, I would hope it.
You'd hope not.
It's just that little itch inside my head at the moment that I can't.
And I think, Tim, something you brought up with Darcy, our producer, was, is she doing girls' weekends, which she hasn't necessarily done in the past? So she's going away like every now and then, every month or so, with a couple of girlfriends?
Yeah, look, it's probably down to losing weight. Like, you get more energetic, you're happy about life, want to get out in public. But
it's true.
Do you speak to her when she's away, or does she just keep her phone? Like, is she going to like retreats?
No, it's almost like it's almost like radio silence. But that, if that hadn't been across the whole group of girls, like, you just don't see anything on social media, you go,
that's interesting. Yeah. Like, I when I heard that, Tim, I thought, she's going on girls' weekend. Girls like to post all their photos.
That's all they
There's
do, I think.
Nothing on socials. But then maybe they just phones reels. Down and let. Look, Tim, this is a tricky one, and I really hope this plays out okay for you, because, as I said, it could just be new lease of life, and she's changed a lot of her habits in her life, and she's obsessed with the gym. But We would absolutely love to try to help you here and set one of our incredible PIs on the case and get to the bottom of, is there something going on in her life that she's not telling you, or is this just very normal behaviour and there's nothing sus going on?
Hey, Timmy, you said that she's dropped a lot of weight and, you know, it doesn't matter. This is not relevant at all, but was she a larger woman beforehand?
Wouldn't say large. She swore that she's now, like, ripped and toned.
Yeah, so she's got a lot of confidence. She feels good.
Yeah, just looks incredible at the moment. Like, really, really good.
Personal
really.
Question, Tim. How's, like, your intimacy going? Has it brought you closer together because she's got a newfound confidence in her body?
Well, I would certainly hope so, but it's just been...
it's dried up?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, look, Tim, we're on the case. The Fox Bureau of Investigation is firing up. We will hopefully have our first update for you tomorrow. So surveillance will begin, and fingers crossed, Tim, that everything is well.
Hopefully. It's just itching at me. I feel ridiculous even taking it this far, but...
No, just know, Tim, you're anonymous. No one will ever know this is you. No one ever know it's her. This is all very private, anonymous, played out on the radio, obviously. But yeah. Good luck, Tim. We will get to the bottom of it for you.
Thank you. Thanks very much.